Welcome to Equipped, a podcast by Connection Church. Equipped is a conversation about multiplying gospel community and fueling spiritual growth. We have one clear goal, to equip leaders to multiply. We want to help people follow Jesus, make disciples, lead small groups, and plant churches. My name is Morgan.
And my name is Jessica.
And we'll be leading you through today's conversation. Let's get equipped. We're so excited to talk to you today. Finally, after everyone's long, painful wait, we have Jessica Navarro on the podcast. You've heard her shouted out from pretty much everyone who's been on the podcast ever. So we're excited that she's going to join us today as we talk about discipline and feelings versus actions today. And so let's just jump right in. The first thing that we wanted to talk about is I've been following the Lord since 2019, so not like an insane amount of time, about 5 years now. Jess, how long would you say you've been like actively following the Lord?
I'd say probably at least, I think it's been about 7 years, seven years, yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, for both of us, I mean, it's not brand new. And five years, whatever I said, and seven-ish years, would you say during that whole time of following the Lord that it has been so life-giving and fun and amazing for you to get in the Word and to spend time in prayer?
Hot take. It's a discipline. Following the Lord is just a discipline in general. I feel like a lot of times people think that being a Christian is so easy and it's always life-giving. And, you know, I mean, the Lord is life-giving, but a lot of times it's a discipline. It's getting up, and that's also where you have to be very careful of not looking at it as legalism, but, like, looking at it from, like, a relationship. Like, in order to spend time with Seth to get to know him, you have to spend time with him and make it a discipline, you know, to have a weekly date night for you two to just get away and to talk. And it's just, it's a discipline, you know, especially I feel like for young parents too, with new children, it's a discipline to make it one day out the week to just get together and just it be them, because it's a relationship. And, yeah, I would say that it's definitely not always easy, but, it's definitely a fruit of the Spirit, too, because self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. And for me, self-control ties in with discipline. I just wrote down the actual definition of discipline and self-discipline. And so discipline is to punish or correct with love and to exercise self-control. And self-discipline is correction or regulation of oneself for the sake of improvement. And so when you seek the Lord and you take time out throughout your day or mornings or nights, however, whatever time you do with spend time with the Lord, it's like what you're doing is you're spending time with him to improve, to be more like him, to just grow in your knowledge of him, because that's what a relationship is. It's spending time with someone and it's getting to know them, truly know them. And he's given us the gift of his word and prayer and worship and, you know, so many things, so many ways.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you touched on a lot of good stuff there, but like the most basic of everything you're saying is no, it doesn't always feel fun.
No.
You know, no, it doesn't always come naturally. It's out of relationship, just like you said. Like we pour into human relationships all the time and it takes work. And I mean, ideally, hopefully, you know, it's fun to be with your spouse. But at the same time, like it's not always fun to go to your spouse when you're arguing and sit there in that and, you know, work through it, but it's worth it for that relationship.
Absolutely.
And same thing, I imagine neither of us have children, but to, you know, correct your children when necessary for their relationship with you. But talking about, you know, your relationship with the Lord, just in general, not like you specifically, but why do you think it is that sometimes it can feel like more of a burden to go to God, to spend time in God's word, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in silence with the Lord? Like sometimes that doesn't feel like a want to, it feels like a have to. Why do you think that we fall into that?
That's a good question. I think because we are fleshly human beings and we don't always feel like doing things, because I don't know. I feel like a lot of times, as I say, feel. Yeah. I don't know. Just as human beings, I think a lot of times we think that because we don't feel like doing something or because we don't feel like going somewhere or spending time, I don't feel like doing this, like, don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, we rely on our feelings, and, like, feelings are real, but they aren't always reliable.
Right.
And so it's like, in order for fruits to be produced, we have to have these actions and we have to do these because, I mean, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah. But, I'm with you.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's not always going to feel good, but that's the human part of us, you know?
And right.
It's a discipline. That's why we're talking about this. It's a discipline to spend time and to get bypass those feelings because, I mean, our relationship isn't based off feelings at all times, you know?
Yeah.
It's work. Relationships are work.
Yeah. A lot of, I think, what you're talking about is learning to discern, like, what voice am I listening to? What voice is in my head right now? Is this my flesh or is this of the Lord? Or is from the enemy, you know? I mean, all of those options are on the table. But when you're sitting there, maybe, you know, we've had a few long weeks around here recently being on church staff. And when it's been a long week and you just don't feel like it and you just don't want to, and maybe you haven't been in the Word in a few days and you're just like, Lord, like, you know my heart, I'm not going to do it. You know, like, well, okay. Are you using an excuse because it's been long? You know, do you have the time? And also listening to a voice in your head that might be saying like, well, actually, you got in the Word a lot last week. Mm-hmm. This week, you're fine. Or you'll get back to it next week. This week, you're fine. Like, where does that voice come from? Mm. You know, because if it's not growing you closer to Christ, it's going to be growing you away from Him. And so identifying those voices in your life and knowing, catching those, you know, thoughts, holding them captive and knowing, like, this is not something I should listen to. Or even better, this is something I should listen to. Yeah. Because often when I don't want to spend extensive time in prayer or something like that, there's like a one voice that's trying to tell me, no, it's all right. Mm-hmm. It's okay. Just pray as you go. Mm-hmm. You know, Paul says pray continually. So I'll just do that throughout my day. But then there's another voice that's like, it would really be worth it.
Yeah.
You know, and that second voice is coming from the Lord, coming from the Spirit inside of me saying, no, make time, you know, treat it as a priority. Mm-hmm. And then when you do make time for it, I almost always walk away glad that I did.
Absolutely.
I saw this quote, excuse me. I saw this quote online. I can't give proper credit because I don't know who it came from. But it says, the accusation, this is talking about like the voices in our hearts and in our heads. The accusation may look like self-reflection and may even masquerade as the Holy Spirit's correction. So talking about the voices in your head, it may look like you're just self-reflecting. It may even look like the Holy Spirit. But in reality, accusation seeks to put us to death so that we do not even have the chance to repent. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really powerful because the Holy Spirit doesn't accuse us, doesn't bring us to have guilt and shame. The Holy Spirit doesn't lead us away from Christ. The Holy Spirit doesn't glorify our flesh. You know, the Holy Spirit doesn't say, oh, you know, it's okay, don't be with the Lord. Just, you know, do whatever makes you happy. Certainly sometimes that's physical rest, but, you know, if we're not spending our life glorifying Christ, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And so having that discipline, just like you're saying, to walk into that and to choose discipline. Let's look at a scripture real fast. I have written down here 1 John 5. Make sure I'm there. I'm just going to read from 1. I have 1 John 3 written down, but I'm just going to read 1 John 5, 1 all the way till 1 John 5, 3. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is a Christ has become a child of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commands. And then this is the important part. Loving God means keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and read 4 too. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith.
Yeah.
How powerful is that? Like, keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Mm-hmm. Like, reading God's word, spending time in prayer, spending time with him, spending time in community is not a burden. It shouldn't be, you know? But, I mean, our flesh tells us that that's how it feels, and so sometimes we don't do it. We were talking earlier about like kind of comparing it to things you just have to do in life that feel like a burden, but are for your health, like brushing your teeth,
yeah.
You know, taking showers, feeding your body, hopefully good food, you know, like things that, especially the good food part, like all the time I want French fries, you know, or things that aren't great for me, milkshakes. I could live off milkshakes if that was sustainable, but it's not. And so like choosing to have protein, choosing to have vegetables, like, because you know that it's good for you, And because it'll be worth it in the long end. What do you think about like when it says that it's not burdensome, but those who love God, those who are God's children, keep his commands?
I think in order to know his commands, you have to know his word. And for in sure. order to know his word, you have to spend time in it. And yeah. it's like a domino effect. Something just going off of what you said a while ago about, you know, knowing to combat and hold those thoughts captive. Well, in order to know what those thoughts are and know what are lies, you have to know his word and you have to know his voice. And his voice comes from his Holy Spirit, which is indwelling in his word, because his word is alive and active. Mm. And so it's honestly, it starts here and it just ripples. It's a domino effect. Something that I love that my commentary says is Jesus never promised that obeying him would be easy, but the hard work and self-discipline of serving him won't be a burden to those who love him. Mm-hmm. Even if your load starts to feel heavy, you can always trust Christ to help you bear it. And that is the truth. I mean, and, you know, we know God of who he is, and one of his characteristics is loving and caring, and he sustains us. But in order to know his characteristics, it's not just relying on other people's relationship with him. It's pouring into that relationship yourself. And so, I mean, the Father, the God that I know, you know, he is loving, he is caring, but he also desires me to come to him. Mm. You know, he does meet us where we are, but he desires us to pursue a relationship with him because he knows the fruits that will be bore or bear, however you want to word that, you know, later on from that.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, that's my thoughts on
yeah.
that.
And all good things take time, you know, like yeah. going back to what you were talking about with the spouse and stuff, like no one, well, for the most part, I've heard some pretty quick stories, but no one meets a person and is like in love with them and married by that mm-hmm. night and has a perfect marriage for the rest of their life. Yeah. That's just not how it happens. And we know that's not how it happens when we come to the Lord. Like we're saved and instantly, you know, we were made right with Christ. Absolutely. That's what the gospel says. And we get to spend eternity with him. But if the work was done in that moment, he would take us away. He would take us to heaven yeah. immediately. And he doesn't. He leaves yeah. us here. And there's, I believe there's lots of reasons for that. But one of the reasons is to grow in knowing who he is and what he's done in mm-hmm. our life and continuing to grow in relationship with him.
Yeah.
And by walking in obedience to him, mm-hmm. we grow in relationship with him and we get to know more about his character and what he has in store for us. I have another scripture written down, but did you have any other scripture that you want to talk about first?
Yeah, there are several that come to my mind. But the first one I will hit on is 2 Timothy 1 verses 7. And it says, let's see. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. Mm. That just really, I don't know, it just hit with me because that's exactly what it says. Like, the Lord, he gives us, he doesn't give us, like, exactly what this is. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And so, I don't know, it just hit me really hard and convicting of myself and disciplines that I either lack or that I have that, you know, do need to change. I don't know, just as we were talking about this, I was like, it really did resonate with me and really sit with me on things that I, that are, because disciplines are work, they're hard and they're not mm-hmm. easy. And so there are things that I definitely need to work on in myself, just to be vulnerable and completely honest. And the thing is I do know that. And so it's like, what am I going to do for moving forward? But something that I was listening to a podcast, and love, I'm a podcast girly, love podcasts. So yeah, anyways, something that they had said that really just sat with me is that disciplines are boundaries, and discipline is God-centered, and then you have legalism, and legalism is self-centered. Mm. And so that just really resonated with me because I feel like a lot of times people are like, well, the Lord still loves me, and I don't have to be in his word, or I have to be in his word. Like, I'm a Christian, so I have to be in his word. And it's like, once you grasp the gospel and what the Lord has done in your heart and in your life, you will want to spend time with him because you see his glory and you see all of who he is and what you've done. Because if you believe what you say you believe, you want to spend time with the creator, you know? And it, like, we're just going back to disciplines though, but because it's not always, you know, it's not always, oh, well, I don't feel like it. I'm tired, you know, I didn't get up in time, but it does require discipline, but those disciplines, they need to be from a true heart of, okay, Lord, like, I want to grow, and so I'm going to spend time with you, and, like, I don't feel like it right now, but you know what? Here I am. You know, you were saying the other day how, you know, we've had a rough few weeks, just, yeah, it's been crazy, and so it's like, there had been a time where you, I mean, you texted us and you were like, I just don't, like, I'm just going to be honest with you. I haven't really spent time in his word, but this morning I did. And I read it time and time and time mm-hmm. and time and time again. And it's not always like, let me open up the word and let me just see what he's saying to me right now. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. We're done. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No, it's not like that. It's like a lot of times you have to sit there and you have to read it and you have to read it out loud. And then you have to pray like, Lord, please just speak to me in this moment. But it's not always you're going to read and you're going to open up the word and read something that just hits you. The Lord doesn't always speak like that, you know? So it's repetitive. What I got out of that is that you were being repetitive in that because you were trying to lean in even though you didn't feel like it. And so it's a discipline. All that to say, it is a discipline.
Yeah.
But you do have to remember that discipline is God-centered. And discipline keeps your relationships pure. And that's a characteristic of the Lord. He is pure, and a relationship with him is pure. And so in order for that to be pure, you have to have a discipline in it with him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
I know. And like, it's hard for us because we are us, right? So it's hard to like to get out of our own head sometimes because it's like, this is how I feel. How am I supposed to not feel this way? But like, if we are able to zoom out and look at the examples God has given us in history and in his word, like if we look at Paul, I mean, I don't know, he was amazing. So I'm not going to pretend like I know what was going on in Paul's head, but I would assume that he didn't always feel like getting back up and walking into persecution over and over again. And he did it. And I get the sense that he did it with some sort of unshakable joy, you know, an unshakable courage that like he saw the people coming for him to beat him again.
Yeah.
And he saw the people coming for him to arrest him again. And he got up and he went for it, not because he felt like it, but because what God has done for him was greater. And how can you not when you look at what Jesus has done? I mean, there's a prime example in Jesus not feeling like it. I mean, he was right before he went to the cross, he sat there in the garden and said, God, I don't want to.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I don't feel like it, but one can assume, you know, I don't want to do this. If you have any other option, would you make it happen? But he got up the next day and he did it. He went to the cross. And like, that's where it all really comes to a head, is remembering what Jesus has done at the point there on the cross, but since then as well, just in my personal life, like sitting and reflecting on God's goodness and his faithfulness and his supernatural, amazing, overwhelming power, then the only option really, if you understand that, is to get up and continue and to get up and spend time with him and to get up and get to know him more, because he has everything that he could do to have a relationship with you. He's done. The ball's in our court, you know? So like, God can tell us how to kick it. God can tell us, you know, like where to kick it. God can tell us, you know, best practices, but at the end of the day, we got to do it.
Absolutely.
And so, we see that also you were in 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy 1. In 2 Timothy 2, they kind of have this metaphor. 2 Timothy 2:3. Let me make sure I'm there. Okay, it says, endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers don't get tied up in affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules, and hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. So those three examples that Paul gives, soldiers, athletes, and farmers, those are three like quote unquote professions. I guess they are actually professions, no quotes necessary. that like are not always fun. You know exactly what we're talking about. Athletes, there's no way. I mean, I'm not really an athlete, but there's no way they wake up every day like, yes, you know, I get to go practice today. Yeah. I get to go eat. I know, carrots.
Whatever athletes eat.
Or farmers, you know, like, gosh, talk about patience. Like,
it's hot right now, too.
Yes, planting the seed and waiting and going out there in the heat and those sorts of things. And then what's the last one? Soldiers, of course. Like, soldiers are such a good example of being obedient and practicing discipline. But then at the very end of 2 Timothy 4:7, He says, after he's talking about the soldiers and the farmers and the athletes, he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And then it even says, and the prize is not just for me, but for all who are eagerly looking forward to his appearing. So, like, we're not sitting here talking about discipline and forcing ourselves because, like what you said, it's not legalistic. Yeah. Like, there's a big return on this investment, you know, and we're not doing it for because of what we can get out of it either. It's all fine line. For sure. But just knowing that, like, if we will step forward and make the time for him, he's going to bless it. You know, not like prosperity gospel, but he is going to draw near to us if we draw near to him. And I mean, gosh, what more could you want other than God's presence in your life?
Absolutely. And there's one more verse that really stood out to me. Before 2 Timothy, there's 1. And so 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Instead, train yourself to be godly. Physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. And then something that my commentary said was that, you know, in our society, much emphasis is placed on physical fitness, but spiritual health, which is godliness, is even more important. And so, and it says our physical health is susceptible to disease and injury, but faith can sustain us through any tragedy. Mm. And that is the truth. Mm. And in order to know that, and in order to be sustained in your faith in him, it's spending time with him. And I just think of, like, this life is so temporary and your physical body is so temporary, but what's eternal is your soul. It's your relationship with the Lord. And so that is what we have to focus on. You know, it is important to focus on our physical, you know, it's important to, you know that our body is a temple for the Lord, but most importantly, in order to know that, we have to know that in our soul and that our relationship with the Lord is detrimental, you know, and it is important, and it is what keeps you going through the tragedies. I mean, we know it is keeping us going, and so it's hard, and like, we aren't promised an easy life, but we are promised eternity when we put our faith in Christ, and that's what we set our eyes to. That's who we set our eyes on, and the way we live our life will reflect our relationship with the Lord, and in order for it to reflect, we have to know him, and we have to spend time, and we have to seek godly community as well. Like, that's something that I harp on too, is like, we aren't called to do life alone. We're not meant to do life alone. And it's just so important to have those that are going to have your back pushing you forward to the cross. Because it's easy to get swept up whenever times are hard. And I always, my verse right now is James 1:2, dear brothers and sisters, when trials come your way, consider it an opportunity for joy. How do you find joy? Through Christ. And it's a fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and what? Self-control. And so they all tie in together, and they're all important. And in order to know and to produce those fruits, you have to know and spend time in his word and know him for who he is.
Yeah. I mean, you got it. You hit the nail on the head. Like, just like the fruit, exactly like you're saying, the fruit that can come from just being obedient and just practicing discipline. And like, it's so worth it. You know, it's not worth it to check. I mean, sometimes it does feel like checking the box, but it's not worth it just to check the box. Yeah. It's not worth it just because of what you're going to get out of it. It's not worth it because the pastor said so, you know, but it's worth it because it affects our daily life. Absolutely. In a positive way.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And exactly like you said, or I guess what I said, like that time when I was reading, and literally, like, I was like, okay, Morgan, I'm going to focus now, and I'm going to read this verse, and I'm going to pay attention to it this time. And then I, like, read, like, the first two words, and by word, like, 7 or 8, I'm, like, off in la-la land. Yep. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what's going on. Here I go again, you know, back to the first verse. And, I mean, over and over. And, like, the Lord has patience because, like, you're still giving him your best. Your best isn't always reading multiple chapters a day and spending 3 or 4 hours in study. Sometimes your best is rereading that same verse 8 or 9 times.
Absolutely.
And then praying and be like, I still don't know what it says, but I love you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
But like, that's what I had to give. And so that's what I gave. And it still honors the Lord because at least you took time to be with him.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah. I think of, just to throw this out there. I think of a lot of my friends are moms, they're young moms. And, one in particular, the other day we were talking And shout out to Ramsey, love her so much. And she has a 6-month-old. Mm-hmm. And she was like, in the very beginning, she was like, I would ask her, I was like, so how's your time with the Lord? What does it look like? She was like, Jessica, it just looks so different right now. And she was like, the other day, I just sat down and I was like, okay, Lord, like, this is all I can give you. All I can give you right now is just like a few minutes of prayer. And he was like, that's all. What she believed the Lord was telling her is that's all I'm asking. Mm. Because it's going to look different in different seasons. Yeah. And so I think of her and compared to my life, you know, I don't have children. I don't have a spouse. And so for me, it's like really taking and soaking in this time that I have with the Lord and use it as an opportunity to continuously grow. Mm. So that for those future seasons to come, Lord willing, that I can look back and be like, wow, I enjoyed my time with the Lord and he is allowing me, he's given me his word so that he can sustain me in those seasons. Mm. And so, yeah, I think it looks different for sure for different people. But it's like, prepare for those seasons to come when they're hard,
right,
when they're difficult, when they don't look the same as now, you know, and in order to, for the Lord to sustain and to be there, like, it's starting with his word and it with time with him. It's a discipline, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, you know what, if you're listening to this right now and you haven't spent time with God recently, whatever that looks like for you, you haven't been in the word, you haven't been in prayer, you haven't sat there worshiping, you haven't made time to be silent and just be in God's presence. Maybe you haven't even been at church for a few weeks or something. I don't know. Just know that like you're not doing it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, not just the two of us. Of course, if we know you personally, we're here for you. But like, if you have a body of believers around you, they're there for you, you know, and we're all doing it together and we're all just trying to glorify Christ together. And so if it means starting for you right now or today to spend 45 seconds reading 3 verses, do it, you know, get with the Lord, pour into relationship with him, because nothing is going to make a bigger difference in your life than pouring into relationship with the Lord. Absolutely. And growing nearer to him and letting him grow near to you. Yeah. And so find a way to do it starting today. Try to find a way to do it every day. Mm-hmm. No matter how much time you have, no matter what that looks like, start somewhere, because no matter what you do, like, it's going to glorify Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the best thing that we could do with our lives.
Absolutely.
All right. Agreed. I think that's it for today.
Yeah.
See y'all later.
Peace.